You're listening to KNKX. With the recent news that Howard Schultz plans to step down as chairman of Starbucks, speculation is swirling about whether he'll run for political office and maybe even president. But KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel told 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick it's a bad idea based on his track record as an NBA owner.
Art, some people who learned about Howard Schultz through his ownership tenure with the Seattle Supersonics are not happy with the talk that he may have political aspirations. Why?
Well, I think it comes from what he did when he owned the Sonics. Howard bought the team in 2001 from Barry Ackerley for $200 million, and he sold it in 2006 for $350 million to folks I call Prairie Pirates, led by Clay Bennett from Oklahoma City, where the Sonics are now the Thunder. And this was viewed by sports fans as a complete ripoff that upset them not only about Howard Schultz and Clay Bennett, but the NBA and city politics. It is not going to be forgotten. It's 10 years old now, and it's like the wound is still fresh in the minds of many people. This is what a lot of people remember Howard for, not because he was Mr. Starbucks and created this global empire of $5 coffees. It's how he conducted himself as what he called the civic steward of a pro sports franchise. He really ended up betraying everything that he said about his tenure and took the money and let the Sonics run to Oklahoma City.
Well, let's talk about how his actions didn't quite equal his words.
Well, that really showed up in the fight over remodeling Key Arena. The city invested $80 million in municipal bonds in 1995 to remodel the old Coliseum from the World's Fair days in 1962 into Key Arena. David Stern, the commissioner at the time, said it was a state-of-the-art remodel. But by the time Howard bought the team in 2001, he'd already complained about it being inadequate. Well, the building didn't get old in 6 years. It became financially obsolete because of the spiraling NBA salaries, and they had to endure a strike in 1999 to gain control. It was the NBA's fault. And Howard Schultz, I think by the end, agreed to pay only $18 million of a potential remodel. That really irked a whole lot of people in this town.
Well, as this was going on, we've gotten some insight into how he was as a day-to-day steward of the franchise.
Right. Back in 2012, a former employee wrote a story for Deadspin that really gave some insight into Howard's character, at least I think. The previous owner, Barry Ackerley, used to make a ritual of giving Christmas gifts to employees who were traditionally in pro sports offices or very underpaid. Well, Howard ended the gift giving. One of the other minority owners of the Sonics decided to give them a gift, and so Howard was shamed into giving a gift himself, Starbucks cards. But when one employee went to the Starbucks to buy snacks for the office, he said, "Well, how much is left on the card?" And the barista said, "Well, you actually owe us because this card is only worth $3.50.
Mm.
Now, I realize that that is a really small thing when you consider, well, what's Howard's views on how to get us out of Syria or healthcare or how do we reduce the federal debt or how do we fund Department of Defense? But that kind of cheap disingenuousness that was shown in the card and with the arena is something I don't want to see in leadership anymore. I want somebody who's transparent. I want somebody who's honest, somebody who's sincere, and somebody who's got a generosity of spirit that is worth more than $3.50. So Howard Schultz is not qualified in any way, shape, or form for public office, in my view. This is my 4 minutes. Howard, stay away from that. Enjoy your retirement.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. And he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.